Hi, this is Vivi from Lefkosha, Cyprus, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 84 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The expression I want to teach you today is for my money. For, F-O-R, my, M-Y, money, M-O-N-E-Y, for my money. What does for my money mean? What it means is according to my opinion, or according to my preferences, or according to what I think. Let me give you an example of a sentence that uses this phrase. For my money, the best mystery writer is Agatha Christie. For my money, the best mystery writer is Agatha Christie. Now, somebody else could say something like, well, for my money, the best place to visit in the summer is New York City. Actually, I think that is kind of a strange opinion. New York City in the summer is very hot and humid, but this is not a travel podcast. That was just an example sentence using the phrase, for my money. So again, for my money means according to my opinion, according to my preferences. And we often use for my money when we're talking about something that we think is the best or the worst of some category. There's one very important thing you need to know about the phrase for my money, and that is where the stress goes. When we use this expression, we always stress the word my. We always say for my money. We never say for my money or for my money. No, those sound very unusual. In fact, I think if you said something like, well, for my money, Agatha Christie is the best mystery writer, people would think that was very strange. They might not even understand what you were saying. So remember, if you want to use for my money, make sure you emphasize, make sure you stress the word my. For my money, the best restaurant in Seattle is blank. Or for my money, the best time of year is whatever. See if you can make some sentences using this phrase, for my money. And if you want to, you can send them in to me, and I will share them with the audience on a future episode of the podcast. Well, that's the end of episode 84 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have any comments or suggestions for me about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can play at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Vivi recorded the introduction that you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.